KSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is your own Sister C, Charlotte Farrell. I am coming to you at the beginning of the new year, sharing information about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is going to be shared worldwide by people of African origin, but particularly by a founder, Dr. Milana Karinga, of the organization US. It's an American Black nationalist group which was created and established to affirm African American culture and unite Black communities around the world after the devastating race riots in the Watts area of Los Angeles in 1965. I'm letting you know when the first Kwanzaa was celebrated, 1966 through 67, and it's been celebrated from then up until now. I'm sharing information from the Canadian Encyclopedia because many of my U.S. audience already know about Kwanzaa, but I think it's important for Canadians to understand because there are people who are practicing it or want their children to know about this holiday. First of all, the name Kwanzaa is derived from a Swahili phrase, Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. It's a 7-day celebration. It starts on the 26th of December and ends on New Year's Day. This festival celebration comprises traditional African harvest festivals, and it draws on activities from cultures across Africa. Since Kwanzaa only had 6 letters, an extra E was added to make 7 letters to parallel the 7 principles of Nguzo Saba of Kwanzaa. Now, different days, there is a particular principle that people use. We have a candle holder that has a different color, a place for people to put candles of different colors. And so the first day is Umoja, and that means unity. Second day, Kuchichagalia, self-determination. Third, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Next, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose, and then Kuumba, creativity. And finally, Imani, faith, the last day of Kwanzaa. The celebration lasts 7 days to represent those 7 values. Now you might wonder, what does this represent? How does it represent community values? There are some symbols that are put on a table. People will typically set up a special place in their dining room, living room, meditation room for these symbols. The 7 symbols displayed during Kwanzaa represents community values. First, a straw mat as the community's foundation, then things that might be put on the mat. Fruits and vegetables, typically fruits and vegetables that have originated, have their roots in Africa. Sweet potatoes, peanuts, greens, especially the deep green greens, those represent some of the foods harvested together by African villagers, but also harvested by people that maintain some of the traditional foods that Black people used to have in the South, and also foods that come from the Caribbean, the deep green and deep yellow orange fruits and vegetables. Corn, an ear of corn, often a dry ear of corn, it symbolizes each child in the family. Next, there's a cup for sharing. This cup, sometimes people would put into the cup water, and they will pour it. If they're inside, they will have a plant where they will pour it. If they're outside, they'll pour it into the ground. But it's just sharing. a Kenora, a candle holder, holds the seven candles. And then around the table there are, ideally, now people are they're selling gifts that may be commercial gifts, but the initial idea was that people would make a homemade gift and that represents creativity, and that would be something on the table. Some people put out lovely displays of books by Black authors, not only from the U.S., but from the Caribbean, Africa, Canada. Sometimes people will invite to their home a person who will do a reading or do some poetry. These are some of the things that happen on the different days. The seventh symbol are the candles. Three red ones, three green, and a black candle to represent the colors of the Pan-African flag, symbolizing unity among African people. Now, how do you avoid mixing the values and meanings of Kwanzaa with other holiday festivities and to ensure the principle of kujichagulia, or self-determination? Many families celebrate Kwanzaa in addition to the other holidays. It's not meant to replace Christmas, not meant to replace any of the other traditions that people have, not Ramadan, not, I'm not going to list every religion. The point is, it's not meant as a replacement, it's a supplement. The practice of celebrating Kwanzaa eventually spread to Canada. It may have been officially celebrated for the first time in 1993. Although it was created, as Dr. Karinga has said, to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday and to give black people an opportunity to celebrate themselves and our history rather than simply imitate the practice of the dominant society, the celebration may be marked, used, enjoyed by anyone.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
Down and out.
Okay, I'm sure you enjoyed that station break with that song by Stevie Wonder, celebrating Kwanzaa, just celebrating the season. It's not necessarily a Kwanzaa song, but it's one of the things that he's put into the spirit of loving one another, being together. Every year, the founder of Kwanzaa has an annual Kwanzaa theme. The founder is Dr. Balana Karinga. He initiated the practice of providing an annual Kwanzaa theme, an annual Kwanzaa founder's message, and he sought to offer a theme and a message that serves as a framework and a focus for the world African community. The annual Kwanzaa theme and founder's message also serves as another point of community contact, national and pan-African unity. Umoja, the first principle of the Nguza Saba. It's this principle that makes possible all the other principles and related practices. So today, I'm just highlighting some bits of Kwanzaa. Sometimes people see me here in Vancouver or visit the house and see that I've got a placemat and I've got particular things on it. They ask what that's about. So it's something that people are being welcomed beyond just people of African descent to see the beauty of this holiday and to see ways that they might practice it or understand what's happening when somebody invites them to a Kwanzaa celebration. Now, you can find more information on the official Kwanzaa website. Okay, I bet you were expecting to hear a long treatise. Dr. Karinga has made a very simple, easy to think about, easy to do theme. The 2024 annual Kwanzaa theme is celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding times, lifting up the light that lasts. Now, who cannot identify with that need? I have a few friends. There'll be other people during the week sharing the highlight of the particular value or particular meaning of assigned to different days of the week. As an overview, the welcome that Dr. Milana Karinga has is, as an African-American and Pan-African holiday celebrated by millions throughout the world African community, Kwanzaa brings a cultural message which speaks to the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. Given the profound significance Kwanzaa has for African Americans and indeed the world African community, it has made it imperative that an authoritative source and site be made available to give an accurate and expansive account of its concepts, values, symbols, and practice. Just like anything else, there are people who have made commercial versions of the candles or the things to go on a table. It's worthwhile trying to replicate, but the original meaning and the original thing of something as simple as a platter that's got fruits and vegetables of different colors and fruits and vegetables that originated in Africa but have been brought over through both from slavery to trade, world trade, to have children have an awareness of those foods. During the holidays, a lot of junk food is eaten. Lots of things that end in blank the dishes. A lot of things that are really harmful to the body. African Americans as a group have a higher incidence of diabetes. We have a lot of calamities with heart, circulatory system disorders. So starting right at the beginning of the year to have on the table a display of healthy foods, particularly things that people like or that people may not have tested or tasted, having that be an opportunity for family, friends, children, neighbors to have them. I see on one display a slice of watermelon, then I see bananas, I see guava, green apples, red apples, green bananas. Green bananas cooked differently. They are actually a yam. It's something that people from countries, if they make a stew with it, being willing to try the foods because these are things that help replenish the body rather than so much stuff that's deep fried and put in deep sugar. I know some people will use, I'm a nutritionist, retired, but I'll put in my plug for why candied sweet potatoes are not the best thing for us because we do have a high incidence of things caused by excessive sugar. The sweet potato itself is naturally sweet. It is rich in vitamin D. It's rich in vitamin A, two things that help the skin, two things that help bones. And so aside from having sweet potatoes on display, this would be a good time to just have a taste of seeing what it's like to bake or boil sweet potatoes. Season them with cinnamon or season them with something other than sugar. Our tongues get addicted to sugar. Sometimes people will say, when I cook something without a lot of salt in it, there's no salt, there's no flavor. But in getting used to even seasoning foods with other foods, onion, garlic, other types of peppers can be ways of seasoning food without a lot of salt, because we're working toward living and working in an era where people will have five or six different medications to regulate their heart, regulate their blood pressure, regulate their sugar levels, when it could be done by looking at and making display, bringing it into the mindset of the children and friends that come to your home, things that use carrots, red and green peppers, these beautiful colors that the foods of our heritage, pineapple, papaya, mango, beautiful ways that you can satisfy the hungry taste buds that are just saying, please, please, take me over there. Kwanzaa is a good time. The first, that period from the 26th to the 1st is a good time to expand and change what you may be eating for yourself, or change or expand what your children may be eating so that they don't feel like these beautiful, healthy foods are, healthy, but wow, inspiring, wow, life-giving. So this is one of the things that are important in the display. Now I'm going to share with you the meanings that are set aside for particular days. Kwanzaa is celebrated for 7 days, but there is a special word, a special meaning for each day. So I'm going to take a minute, let you listen to a little music, and then we will, me and others, will be telling you the highlights for the particular different days of Kwanzaa from the 26th of December through the 1st of January.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a fun-filled Kwanzaa and a happy new year.
Okay, okay, okay. Got your shea butter?
Check.
All right. How about your dashiki?
You know it, bro.
And your Hotep manual. Did you bring that?
You know what, King?
Oh, man.
It's Kwanzaa. What you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts. You don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spend it with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
On December 26th, goodbye Saint Nick. I light a black candle, look, ooh, it's lit. First day of Kwanzaa, Umoja means unity. Ain't messing with my clique, melanated, check the drip.
Self-determination is the mantra. Constant elevation like the Haitians when they conquered their colonizers. Like a real-life Wakanda, true believers. Day two, that's Kuji Chakulia.
Ujima, day three, responsibility. Let's put in that work together, bite a block, clean the streets. Collectively connected like the constellations. Plant a seed, watch it grow, reap what
spend
you sow.
Spend your black dollars on black business. Your black descendants, they hustle for your black children. A black trillion, that's how much black spending. Ujima, economics is how blacks will win, Lord willing.
On the fifth day of Kwanzaa with my family. Nia means purpose, build our legacy. Rest in peace, Rebecca Jones, matriarchy. Continue the work, Fannie Lou Hamer. Pass to me.
Hey, Kuwumba, yeah, you know what that means. Creativity, and you know what that brings. Full pockets, yeah, you know I like greens. I get paid every time I write things and my inner light beams.
Day seven, all the candles lit on a Kanara. Imani means faith in a better tomorrow. Joy over sorrow, equity over equal. The kids are our future leaders. We believe in all our people.
Well, black women shape the human race. Meet your maker. Queen Mother, we appreciate. You are sacred. You are Harriet, you are Ella Baker, you're a maker, you're a manifester, a creator.
This Kwanzaa, what you gon' do? Spend it with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gon' do? Spend it with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
enjoyed that musical break. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby and worldwide is CJSF.ca. This is happening. What you're hearing is happening during Kwanzaa. I have mentioned Kwanzaa here in Canada, and so many people say, what's that? Why is that? Wasn't that a long time ago? So because it's still relevant, I am sharing from different websites, particularly those of the founder, Dr. Milana Karinga, PhD, so that you could just understand this wasn't Kwanzaa is a relatively newer holiday established in 1965 by Dr. Milana Karinga, a former activist who became a professor of African studies at California State University, Long Beach, and a prolific scholar on African and African-American culture and Afrocentric philosophies. It's not separationist from anyone else. It just helps that in different countries or places where people might get a little or hear the word Kwanzaa or say it's a long time ago, to help you know that it's still happening and that right here in Vancouver and other parts of Canada, there are people who celebrate the Kwanzaa holiday. The creation of Kwanzaa coincided with efforts by scholars, activists, writers, and artists engaged in a number of movements, collaborating, which is a thing that for many positive things, collaboration is a skill that sometimes seems like it's going away, but we need it now. One of the things that was done was synthesizing the symbolism and the practices of West African harvest celebrations. Kwanzaa was created in response to the aftermath of the Watts Rebellion as a means for African Americans to connect to their cultural roots and heal their communities from the struggles of dealing with systemic racism and oppression. Things like being stopped while driving black, you hear that, or people being in the community hospital, long waiting lines, people not being served, and the community being unserved. Because sometimes people, anyhow, that's a message for another day. It just was based on really countering so much negative about people of African descent and black people and helping them to connect to their cultural roots, which is united across the diaspora. Dr. Karinga says culture is the foundational source of a person's identity, purpose, and direction. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase, Matunda ya Kwanzaa, our first fruits, and it's framed around seven guiding principles, are the Nguza Saba. It's Swahili for seven principles. Each day of Kwanzaa, starting with the 26th of December, it aligns to each of the principles as follows. So I, and during the week, other people will be highlighting one of these principles. The first is Umoja, which is unity. Efforts to seek to maintain unity, whether in the family, the community, or the nation. December 26. The second one is Kujichagulia, self-determination, defining and speaking for ourselves rather than being defined by or spoken for by others. December 27. Third is Ujamaa, collective work and responsibility, working collectively to build up the community and solve problems. Fourth, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, supporting our businesses and entrepreneurial efforts so that our communities can thrive. Spending our dollars with each other, they've said that a dollar circulates within black communities within one day and stays in other communities as long as 7 days to 2 weeks. And so cooperative economics isn't a racist thing. It's just increasing the knowledge of what can happen by working together. Nia, December 30th, the fifth principle, grounding our work and collective efforts in the purpose of restoring our traditional greatness. We have a lot of greatness in literature, science, medicine, many other things that don't get shown. So often the image of people of African descent is of how they have destroyed, lost, maimed, harmed, been selfish. So there are so many writers in this group that I would encourage, team up with somebody else, tell your stories, sing your songs, put together things that have people see this greatness that extends throughout history. Kaumba. Now, I love that one. That's creativity. Generating beauty through creative and artistic endeavors that establish mutual benefit to the community. In many cities right now, people are having art shows. I've been invited to things that people are producing online, where there are poetry fests. Just supporting those things and not feeling like creativity is just something that comes in a movie with 3D or virtual reality. We have virtually every type of story, virtually every type of craft, and it's time to just support the youth in creating things that represent what their dreams are and not just things that are the dreams of people who sell digital products, digital costumes, even digital people, to stay in the habit of telling stories. We have such a rich tradition with other cultures of people listening to stories that the old people, I'm one of the old people, that the old people have to tell.